We're going to look at Psalm 20, and this really will be, it's going to be quick anyway, it'll be still be quick. But I don't want to skip it because we want to apply it to what we just heard. Psalm chapter 20, this psalm, if you have a handout, you'll see some things here. This psalm is different than any psalm that we have come across yet, as we've occasionally did three or four psalms between other books of the Bible. And if you look at the introduction, I want to talk a little bit about what the psalm is like. And David, do you want to go to have a class now? Do you want to go ahead and have a class? I forgot. Sorry. You want to? Up to you. Okay. Debbie's got a class for the kids. Y'all can be dismissed. You'll have a quick lesson too, Debbie. Okay, this psalm is different than any psalm that we've come across yet. And I want you to tell you a few things about it before we read the text, actually. All right, the psalm, first of all, is not spoken directly to God, where the psalmist is saying, "Oh God, help me," or "God, you're worthy to be praised." It's not where the psalmist is talking to God. The psalmist is talking to his own people. The psalm is a song to be sung by the people on behalf of, in this case, I think it is their king. So the psalm is spoken by the people to, in this particular case, the king. And we'll make application of in other ways. The psalm is written, for the most part, in the first person plural. He says, "We do this. We desire this. We want this to happen." Secondly, the psalm is a series of petitions or desires that God would grant. And the psalm, in the middle of it, has one line of first person singular where he says, "I." Now, verses 1 to 5 is us speaking to you. Verse 6 is one person speaking about God. And we'll talk about who these us and who these thems are and who the one person is, etc. Verses 7 to 8 is us speaking to us. And then verse 9 is us speaking to God. Okay, let's look at that again. Verses 1 to 5 is us speaking to you. It's the children of Israel speaking to the king in that particular case. Verse 6 is the king speaking about God. Verse 7 and 8 is us speaking to us, the king and the people speaking together. And then verse 9 is the people and the king, us speaking to God. Now, with that in mind, let's read the psalm. I think I've got it on the overhead, so let's read it. And I'll read it. You don't read it out loud, but I'll just read it and you follow along on the overhead, so we're looking at the same words. The psalmist says, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings, Selah. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests." Those five verses are us speaking to the king. Picture in your mind, if you would, King David preparing to go to battle, and before the battle begins, he goes to the temple and prays. He goes there and prays that God may help him, and the people are there with him, and the people are saying these things. May God answer you when you are in distress. May he remember all your sacrifices. May he give you the desire of your heart, etc. And then in verse 6, David responds. David says in verse 6, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand." And then in verse 7, again the people speak to David. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm." And then together they say, "O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call." You see on the outline, I've got 8 things. First one, may God hear you in the day of trouble. The people were wanting God to hear David. When David became in distress, whether it was in battle or whatever the case may be, when there's someone that we are praying for and there's problems at hand, and we say, may God help you. We're talking to that person, but we're desiring an intervention from God. May God, number 2, may God send you help from his abundant supply of resources. May he give you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. God has abundant resources, enough to help us. It's not that we just want him to help us in our distress, but we are acknowledging that he can do it. He has plenty of resources to meet our needs. Number 3, may God remember your worship of him. He says that in verse 3. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Number 4, may he give you the desire of your heart. It is our prayer that your desires and your wishes may be the same and your plans may be the same as God's plans. May he give you the desires of heart to make all your plans succeed. Verse 5 is sort of like a chorus to these verses where he says, we will shout for joy when you are victorious. You know, as we live together in this church, as our lives are intertwined with one another, and one of us comes through a catastrophe or one of us experiences victory in some area, do we all rejoice with that person? Man, we should. It should be where we our hearts leap with joy when each of us good things happen, when we succeed in life. Rejoice together. He says, we will shout for joy when you are victorious. The psalmist, or the king then says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. This, listen to this, this is no idle boast from David. Think of the things that King David has experienced. If nothing else, think of Goliath. When David says, I know you will answer, I know you will save, he is speaking from experience because he has experienced God's miraculous hand in his life. They have the scriptures, and they know the stories of old, of Moses leading the people across the Red Sea, of Gideon, of all of those incidents that happened. And they've experienced them not just in their history, but in their own lives. And David in particular has. And we have seen things. You have seen things in your life that let you know, that remind you, God is here. God is with me. God will hear me. And then, number 7, we trust that God will help us to stand firm. Now, this morning, this is our psalm, and we're going to sing a song in just a few minutes that is almost several of these verses. It's word to word for word. But I want us to apply that to Steve Osborne and Amor del Nino. And what we're going to do is we're going to recite this psalm together. And verses 1-5, we're going to say those verses. We're going to say them to Steve. All right? Everybody with me? We're going to say them to Steve. Steve is going to say verse 6 by himself. And then all of us together will say verses 7 through 9. All right? Do we have them up there, Craig? All of us are going to say verses 1 to 5. Say them to Steve. So look at Steve when you say them. You can read them and say them. All right? Steve, do you mind standing here? Let's have Steve stand here. I'll stay up here. That way I'll be as tall as he is. All right, and when we get to verse 6, you can turn and read it there, okay? All right, let's say it, 1 to 5. Here we go. May the Lord answer you when you're in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings, Selah. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up the banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now verse 6.
Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand.
Now, all together. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. Thank you. Will the worship team come? As we sing this song, let's sing it to one another. Let's sing it to one another. All right? Let's all stand.